Welcome to Conducting Conversations by Maestro, the all-in-one property management software solution. In this series, we meet with hospitality experts to hear their thoughts on challenges and opportunities facing the industry today.
Hello and welcome to Conducting Conversations, a podcast brought to you by Maestro PMS. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we're talking about how self-service automation can be the key to success. I am pleased to bring on two great guests for this discussion, Warren DeHaan, who is the president of Maestro PMS, and Tucker Lightsey, who is the VP of product at American Kiosk. Thank you both for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great to be here.
Great to have you both. And before we get started, let's hear a little bit of a background, if we can, from both of you, starting with Tucker. Can you give us a little bit about your professional background for us?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, I'm the vice president of product here at American Kiosk. I've been in the self-service kiosk industry for 15 years. And I think that long background in self-service gives me a unique perspective on this type of technology, how it's adopted by certain markets, and the benefits that it can bring both the operators and the consumers. So pleasure to be here.
Yes. And Warren.
I'm Warren DeHaan, president of Maestro PMS. It's my pleasure to be here with Michelle and Tucker. Maestro is an all-in-one PMS solution encompassing not only front desk, but also booking engines, sales and catering, club and spa, and a whole slew of modules that complement the hotel operations. And very happy to be here today speaking with Tucker on American Kiosk and what they bring to the table and how great the integration is between Maestro and American Kiosks.
Great. We have a lot to get to, but I think a good place to start looking at the big picture for hospitality. So post-COVID, of course, we've seen quite a few changes, not only with the way that people are conducting business, but the amount of people doing so. What have you seen in the sense of staffing shortages, and where do you see that trend going as we head into the future?
I'll let you lead.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, obviously, you know, across the globe, across all industries, there's definitely an issue in staffing and shortage facing many businesses, and the hospitality industry and hotels in particular are not, absolved from that. So, you know, it's definitely a problem. You know, we see some studies we see a survey from the ALHA for hotels, and 90% of the respondents indicate that they have staffing issues, and 36% responded that they have severe staffing issues. So, you know, that's front of house, that's back of house, that's throughout the hotel, and that's becoming a real problem for the hotels.
Yes, we're certainly seeing that, Tucker. I think you bring up some good information there. Our clients are independent hotels. They tend to be luxury properties, resorts, and they are affected and have been since the beginning of the pandemic with labor shortages, where you've got the management team chipping in with housekeeping or in catering. And there's been a real movement amongst our clients towards trying to find ways to help with those labor shortages. And one of the things that have become very popular are self-serve tools and mobile capabilities. And I guess we'll get a little more into that in this conversation. But definitely we're seeing that amongst our user base. The labor shortages started with the pandemic, and they are continuing. And we don't see them letting up anytime soon. And in fact, we see that in our own business as well. We've been actively hiring in various positions, and it's been an interesting adventure trying to find people that that can bring the right credentials and do a good job for us. So I don't know where everyone's went. That seems to be everyone's question: is where did everybody go?
That's a separate podcast.
Well, hopefully they're enjoying a beach somewhere at a nice resort, but but certainly it is an issue, and we as hotel hospitality vendors need to find some solutions where technology can help alleviate some of those labor shortage challenges.
Yeah, as we just heard, there is an obvious need that is filled by automation. Specifically, we're talking about self-service kiosks here when it comes to filling those gaps where there are less workers, regardless of where they are. But what are some of the other perks that we also see from self-service?
Sure. So, you know, there's really a benefit from a hotel standpoint to implement self-service. You know, our technologies particularly address front of house issues, front desk, those types of things. There's definite benefit there. You know, the kiosk, you know, never calls in sick. It, you know, never, you know, has a bad attitude, right? It always shows up. It always works. And it's always there to kind of fill that staffing need. But on the flip side, there's also huge benefits from the consumer, from the customer perspective, in bringing value to the customer experience. So it's kind of really double-edged in that it helps both with the operations and the customer experience.
Yes, very much so. And you know, we sort of balance with our relationship with American Kiosks, you know, from our booking engine, which takes pressure off the reservations department because people can book online. And in our case, you can book not just rooms, but you can book activities and spa appointments and restaurant and tea time and so forth. And so you can really take some of the pressure off having someone at the other end of the phone at the property. And then in addition, we have a pre-registration capability where guests can mobily on their own device pre-register. So when they arrive at the hotel, whether they go to the kiosk or whether they prefer to go to see a person because they need some other service, all that information is prepared to shorten the amount of time that they need to spend either interacting with a human or certainly even interacting with the kiosk, because all the information is there integrated with Maestro and available directly at the check-in process.
So with that, how important is it that the bar is raised to a certain level with kiosk when it comes to the experience they provide for customers?
Sure. You know, something that Warren just touched on is wait time. So for example, in a Cornell study last year, a 5-minute wait time for a consumer can result in a 50% diminished guest experience. So just something as simple as that. So that ties back into labor, right? If like, let's say the front desk line is very long and somebody's waiting there, right? That can just destroy the guest experience. Some of the other benefits include, you know, addressing certain use cases. So obviously with labor shortages, there is, you know, trouble staffing the front desk, but, you know, just in general, there's other use cases where it can address, you know, after hours, it can address peak times, it can address as far as fully automating the front desk, right? We have some operators who completely remove their front desk staff and implement a self-service kiosk solution where there's a virtual concierge there who's doing the entire process remotely. So it's really a range, but you really have to set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, and we have clients within our portfolio who have done exactly that. They've basically done away with the front desk. One particular property in wine country changed it into a tasting table or a tasting bar. So, which is not a bad way to walk into a lobby and be greeted with a glass of wine. But certainly we're seeing that not only because of the labor shortage and so forth, but also because the modern traveler has different expectations. The modern traveler is much more used to having their phone connected at their hip or their tablet always in their bag and using technology. Not all travelers. We still have, there's a contingency of travelers that still sort of like that personal interaction. But I think that what this technology allows is it allows us to serve all the guests sort of on their terms. If they want to use the technology because it's easier for them or they prefer it, they can. And if they still want to go for the sort of the more human interaction, they can do so. But either way, having that technology there does reduce the load on the front desk, reduces those long lines, and certainly helps with the guest experience.
I was just going to touch on what Warren just said there. It's really not necessarily just about replacing; it's about complementing, right? So it's about adding to your capabilities. It's about supplementing your capabilities. But at the end of the day, it needs to work with, you know, what your consumers are looking for and really just adding to that guest experience.
Okay, so if someone is listening out there and they're saying, you know what, we're in, this sounds great, where do we start? What are the steps that need to be taken to automate the front desk?
Yeah, I would just say really understand what use cases you're trying to address. So obviously if it's labor shortages, right, that's something to address, but are you looking to supplement for busy hours? Are you looking to, you know, take care of, you know, after hours, check-ins, those types of things? Are you looking to fully automate and remove your front desk altogether? So understanding that use casing, and then, you know, we can back into a solution that works for you and what you're trying to achieve for your business.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think, you know, invariably, when you introduce these types of technologies, you have to educate your guest. Because if you have repeat guests who arrive at the property and they see something new, they may not gravitate towards it. So any sort of implementation that we've done, whether it's mobile check-in, mobile check-out, the mobile pre-registration kiosk, the hotel does have to talk to their marketing team and say, how are we going to promote this and educate our guests so that when they arrive, they know what to do. So pre-arrival, they may get an email saying, hey, come and look at our new technology, you know, step right up to our kiosk. If you remember when the airline started with the kiosk early on, they always had a greeter who would kind of help you walk through the kiosk. So, you know, there is some business planning that has to take place to educate guests. And I think that can be a fairly short-term thing, because once it becomes more ingrained in the guest experience with your property, then it becomes more natural. And we are seeing more and more of that technology everywhere anyways. I for the first time in a long time, I went into a McDonald's, and there was a ordering menu, you know, the touch screen, and I took care of myself. I didn't really have to talk to anyone to get a Filet-O-Fish. So, you know, that technology is pervasive. It's everywhere. And so it's just a matter of educating the guests on how your property is going to deploy and use that, and perhaps what benefits the guest will get and what perks might be offered if they use the kiosk versus going to the desk, because there's a whole marketing initiative around that as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Warren. You know, we see self-service adoption in a lot of different industries, you know, retail with self-checkout, other places in hospitality like quick serve restaurants, like you mentioned. And a lot of those segments, it's becoming second nature. It's almost expected from the consumer base. Self-service kiosks in hotel is growing, but it's not widely adopted yet. So in this particular case, I think you're absolutely right. Some education on part of the hotel. But we do see trends in the market where the consumer base is starting to understand this. Is it actually starting to expect this? And I believe in just a couple of years, it's going to be just second nature to the consumer. So,
Warren, you spoke earlier about an establishment foregoing the front desk for a wine bar, which I think is an excellent idea. Can you give any other success stories, either of you, how this technology can really better the experience, not only for the customers, but for the businesses as well, especially when it comes to the bottom line?
Yeah, certainly, you know, from our perspective, Tucker brought up an example of environments where it's not a traditional hotel front desk. So we have clients who have ski chalets, and the ski chalets are, you know, all across a mountain, and someone might be checking in who knows what time of day based on their flight or driving in. And so there may not be a front desk nearby that they can go to, but there can always be satellite kiosks available, complete with, you know, taking your credit card, dispensing a key, directing you to the unit. And so it's great in situations where you don't have a front desk at all, you know, let alone having a wine bar. So you know, that is one example we've seen where the self-check-in kiosks have been very helpful. That sort of environment where there just isn't ability to staff a desk because of remote locations.
Tucker, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've obviously seen tons of success, you know, anywhere from, you know, independent small operators to large brands. You know, we've done a deployment with a large brand. Their goal, they spent a lot of time and effort in their mobile app. Their goal was to get a certain percentage of the customers just to skip the front desk. And what they were finding is just with those technologies alone, it wasn't enough. And so by implementing some of the self-service kiosk technologies, they were able to really lift the amount of consumers who were just able to just bypass the front desk altogether. And I think with a change in the consumer base and people are expecting this type of convenience, I think it's a necessary tool into doing that. So. Yeah, we see success all over with this type of technology.
Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up here?
Well, I think, you know, it's a technology that's been around for a long time. As Tucker said, he's been doing it for 15 years. And I remember companies trying to introduce kiosks, you know, I'll date myself here, but 30 years ago. But it was still early to the market for our type of customers. It might be fine in a Las Vegas mega hotel. But in our independent space, luxury space, it wasn't so common. We're seeing that much more prevalent now. We're seeing much more demand for kiosks in our market mix of these independent properties. And I think it's timely both because of labor shortages, but also because of, as I said earlier, because of guest expectations. Some guests just want to deal with the technology. They don't want to deal with the desk. And it's great for hoteliers to be able to offer options. Again, to Tucker's point, we all travel differently. We all think differently. We might all be in a different mood when we arrive based on how our travel day went. And that might drive whether we want to speak to someone or just get to our room. And so it's fantastic that we are, have these technologies available that we can offer and let the guests choose. You know, you're not diminishing the service. The guest gets to choose what level of service they prefer. And I think that's really what, you know, what hospitality is about.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with that. I think with the adoption that we're seeing in other industries, it's really becoming expected or second nature. And I think for hotels and hospitality, you know, this is definitely, you know, where the technology is going, and the guests and the consumers are expecting this type of technology. And I think from a solution standpoint, you know, with cloud technologies, IoT technologies, those types of things, the solution is at a point where it's ready for wide adoption. So yeah, it's now's the time. So
now is the time. Well, great conversation. A lot of exciting things happening in the self-service world, and exciting to see where the future goes, not just for ordering Filet-O-Fish. We're obviously talking about the hospitality market here, but we're just seeing it everywhere. And it really is, it's interesting, kind of like if you take a step back, we're kind of in a sci-fi movie to think of all the things that we could do 20, 30 years ago that now we can, self-service-wise. So I want to thank our guest, Warren Dehan, president of Maestro PMS, and Tucker Leitze, VP of Product at American Kiosk. Thank you both so much for being with me today and for the great conversation.
You're welcome. Thank you, Michelle, for having us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure. I want to thank everybody who is listening or viewing out there to Conducting Conversations, a Maestro PMS podcast. Today, we were talking about how self-service automation can be the key, literally and figuratively, to success. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. And for more about today's conversation and Maestro PMS, you can visit their website, maestropms.com. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks for joining us once again. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.